listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today we're going to look at Titus chapter 1, verse 5, and talk about the importance to set things in order. Here's the verse, Titus chapter 1, verse 5. Paul writes to Titus and he says, "For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you." Now, any good evangelist knows that repentance and faith are just the start of the Christian life. That beginning must continue into true Christian discipleship. That's why Paul left Titus on the island of Crete. After their successful evangelism, there were a lot of young Christians to take care of. Paul left Titus behind to build stable churches with mature, qualified pastors for the people. This was especially needed in Crete because the people of Crete were a wild bunch. They were known as liars and lazy people. Titus had to find and train capable leaders for the Christians of the island of Crete. Now, when a job is hard, there are basically two kinds of people. With one kind of person, you say, "That job is really hard, so we can't send him." With the other kind of person, you say, "The job is really hard, so we must send him." Titus seemed to be of the second kind of person. Now, this wasn't a permanent job for Titus. When Paul wrote, "I left you in Crete," he used the same phrase as in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, and chapter 4, verse 20, where he spoke of a cloak and an associate who were temporarily left behind. The idea is that Paul left Titus in Crete for a limited time to solve these problems, to establish godly leadership, and then to move on, probably to catch up again with Paul. His job wasn't easy, but it was simple to understand. Paul told Titus to set in order the things that are lacking. The churches needed order and leadership. And Titus was commanded, to set in order the churches and to do it by appointing godly leaders. The phrase "set in order" was a medical term. They would use it for the things of setting a broken bone or a crooked limb. You see, there were crooked things that had to be set straight among the congregations of Crete. The order would come through the appointed godly leaders, men of character that Titus was to carefully choose. You see, Titus was to appoint elders in every city. This means Paul delegated a lot of authority to Titus. These elders were not chosen by popular vote, and they were not chosen through their own self-promotion. It was Titus's job to look for men of the kind of character Paul would describe in the following passage and to appoint them as elders in congregations. This reminds us of an important point. When God has work to do in his church, he usually does it through people. God didn't send angels to appoint the elders, and angels were not to be appointed as leaders over the church. God looks for his people to rise to the occasion and the opportunity, and in obedience to his word, to be about their Father's business. Now, here's a question. How does God want you to serve his people and a needy world? He has a place for you in the work of his kingdom. If the work is hard, like it was for Titus, God will give you the strength and the wisdom that you need to do it. Ask him for it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.